We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Here, you're back in the Fantasy Bar. Friday is here. Huge slate of MLB games, and we've narrowed it down to six of my favorite plays for you on FanDuel and DraftKings, including my favorite stack of the night. I love the spot for him. Giving my favorite value play, looks a little bit underpriced on both sides tonight. A starting pitcher in a very good matchup and a high-end bat that is in a smash spot. Who are we talking about? Only one way to find out. It's time to belly up to the Fantasy Bar. Welcome in, guys. Friday edition, Beers Daily Fantasy Six Pack. Good to be back in the Fantasy Bar. Huge slate of games on Friday night. We've got six guys fresh off the tap for you on FanDuel and DraftKings. Thank you, as always, for stopping by the Fantasy Bar and checking out today's video. Before we get to the plays, take a second. If you enjoy the content, you like hanging out here in the Fantasy Bar, absolutely free video. Take a second, click that thumbs up button. Helps us out, tells us you're having a good time here in the Fantasy Bar. Also, subscribe to the channel, hit that notification bell. Pints and Picks back tonight, too. Bets I really like tonight in MLB. So make sure you're checking that out quick. 1 minute video, two bets in that one. Hit that notification bell so you don't miss any of the content. All right, ton of games on the slate. Not a lot of major weather concerns here tonight. As always, any changes need to be made, we will do so in the comments section on YouTube and on Twitter. Let's get started with some bats, and let's start with a high-end bat I want to spend up on tonight, and that's Gunnar Henderson of the Orioles. Henderson, a guy you've seen in the videos quite a bit this season, but has been so good to open the 2024 season. And over the last 10 games, this guy is on an absolute heater. 18 hits over that 10-game span, 5 home runs, 11 RBI for him, and really dominated right-handed pitching last season and has stepped his game up in 2024. We're talking a WOBA way up at 433 and big-time power with an ISO at 367. Now, Stripling, a couple different pitches here, but his main pitch is that four-seam fastball, and Henderson been great against that pitch. WOBA up at 438, that ISO up at 474, so great spot here for a home run in a big game for Gunnar Henderson. All right, let's stay there with the Orioles and roll with the rookie, Colton Cowser. But absolutely love the Orioles tonight against Stripling. A lot of ways you can stack this team, and some may overlook Cowser, hitting down in that six hole generally. So may go a little bit under own, then the top of that lineup goes. But I want to include him in this stack here tonight. Another lefty against Stripling. He's been great against righties to start his career. 490 WOBA, big time power as well with that ISO sitting at 400. And Stripling really struggled with lefties in 2023. Numbers not quite as bad this season with the WOBA at 340, but low strikeout rate here as well. As we know, Ross Stripling, not a huge strikeout pitcher, just a 17% strikeout rate. So negate some of the worries with the strikeouts. Orioles should put plenty of balls in play here. And then Cowser, a little bit underpriced on both sides. Stack up these Orioles or use him as a one-off in some other builds. All right, let's get you my favorite value play on the slate. We're talking Manuel Margot of Minnesota. So tremendous value here, in my opinion. I don't think these prices really reflect his spot in this lineup. Lefties on the hill, generally hitting somewhere in that top three. We've seen him hit leadoff, projected for him to hit third here tonight over at RotoGrinders. Really been good against lefties with a WOBA over 400, ISO over 200 here. Sandoval, decent pitcher, but has had issues with righties. 375 WOBA allowed and a lot of hard contact at over 42% here. So don't know if I'm stacking the Twins, but Margot going to save us some money here, open things up to spend up at some other spots. All right, let's go to starting pitcher next. My favorite option on the slate, Jose Buto of the Mets. This guy's been a pleasant surprise here for the New York Mets. Six or more strikeouts in every single start, 21 strikeouts, total over those three starts, and is really good in his two home starts here as well. Flat out dominant in those two games. Strikeout rate nearing 32% overall, but against right-handers, way up at 47%. So you think about this Cardinals lineup, most of the bats that are going to do some damage are from the right side of the plate, the Goldschmidts, Arenados, Contreras's of the world. So that strikeout rate, certainly encouraging against this lineup. Now overall, St. Louis, well, middle of the pack in strikeouts against righties. But when we dig into some of the other stats here, this is a bottom six team in ISO, WOBA, and WRC plus against righties, not putting a ton of runs on the board, only a handful of games this season where they've scored more than five runs here. Utah, I think, keeps it rolling here tonight. Bryce is lagging a little bit behind here in the spot against the St. Louis Cardinals. All right, back to the bats in the mid-range with Dalton Barchaud of Toronto. FanDuel, the price looks appropriate. DraftKings under 4K. Seems like that price really lagging behind here. So I'm going to take advantage on that price. And I don't hate him over on FanDuel either. Multiple 30-point games already this season for Dalton Barchaud. Really shows that big-time ceiling that we're looking for. And been on a nice tear of late. Hits in six straight games. Four home runs for him over just the last eight games and been very good against righties. WOBA over 380, but that ISO up over 300. We know the power is there. Six home runs on the season already. Gavin Stone, 452. Weighted OBA allowed to lefties on a ton of hard contact here. Good spot for Dalton Barchaud against Gavin Stone. All right, it's time. Take a look at my favorite play for Friday night. Before we do that, let's continue our Beast of the Night contest. Easy to play. And tonight's winner going to win some free Roto Grinder swag. All you need to do, hit that thumbs up button and head to the comment section and guess fantasy points on DraftKings for my highest scoring hitter. Going to give you five bats. Doesn't necessarily have to be the Beast. Can be any of the five bats. Whoever puts up the most fantasy points and whoever has the closest guess to that number, we're going to send you some free Roto Grinder swag just for hanging out in the fantasy bar. All right, let's wrap it up with my favorite play for Friday night. No mask, Beast of the Night. All right, Beast time. A lot of premium bats on this slate, but there was one that stood head and shoulders above the rest for me, and that is Shohei Ohtani of the Dodgers. Tonight's Beast of the Night. I really, really like this spot for Shohei Ohtani against Chris Bassitt. Ohtani been on a nice roll of late. Nine double-digit DraftKings points games for him over the last 12 and has been flat-out dominant against right-handed pitching. WOBA up at 581, ISO at 475, and Bassitt mainly relies on that sinker over 40% of the time. That's his pitch. Ohtani been money in the bank against that pitch as well. WOBA over 550, ISO over 400. Bassitt has really struggled with left-handed hitters this season. 465 WOBA, ISO over 200. Ton of hard contact, a barrel rate nearing 18%, and has a lot of home run in four of his five starts. Ohtani in for a massive night. I know it's a big price tag to pay, but I'm paying it tonight. Shohei Ohtani against Chris Bassitt. Easily my favorite play on the board in tonight's Beast of the Night. All right, guys, that'll do it for our Friday night six-pack. As always, any comments, questions, or feedback, hit me up in that comment section right below the video. If you haven't already, click that thumbs up button. If you're enjoying the content, like hanging out in the fantasy bar, and get your guess in for fantasy points for my highest scoring hitter of the five bats I gave you on DraftKings. Whoever's guess is the closest, we will send you some free Roto Grinder swag. Check out Pints and Picks today as well, with 1 minute video with two of my favorite MLB prop bets for Friday night. For RotoGrinders.com, I am Beer saying salut, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Best of luck on the slate. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for checking out our videos. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel for more DraftKings, FanDuel, and other DFS content. And you can check out our daily live show schedule on rotogrinders.com/videos.